Hastings College basketball is on the air.
Now here's a steal. Frankie Peterson with a steal for Hastings. He drives it back the other way against Blackman. Stops, puts up a shot. It's around the rim. Down.
We begin each game day with the Kerry Hofstadter pregame show. Brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Hastings College basketball today on 1230 KHAS on the road with the Broncos again as we're in Mitchell, South Dakota, getting set to take on Dakota Wesleyan in a women's men's basketball doubleheader. As we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Kerry Hofstadter, and coach, kind of out of our routine here, a little Sunday afternoon edition of a basketball here this week.
Yeah, you know, once in a while up here in the Corn Palace, they have other things scheduled, and so we get bumped to Sunday, and it kind of messes up the rhythm of your Wednesday, Saturday routine. But honestly, you know, that day of rest after the Nebraska Wesleyan game probably didn't hurt us much. We had a couple kids that sickness wise probably needed a little bit of rest. So we went light on a day and then got back at it on Friday. But it changes things a little bit. But honestly, you know, as a coach, you don't think twice about it, and you definitely don't make any comments to your players about it.
Makes for a short week next week, as we got a game Wednesday and a game on Saturday. So it kind of messes up the entire schedule here for a while.
Yeah, you know, it does. But with that being the last week of the conference regular season schedule, you know, it's kind of one of those things where it's going to be fast and furious. And sometimes at this point in the season, you know, if you don't have it figured out by now, there's not a lot that you're going to change. So it's kind of one of those things where your kids are wanting to play games right now anyway. So might as well cram three into 7 days.
Play Dakota Wesleyan up here in Mitchell. They're a tough team anyway to deal with, but when we face them up here, they seem to be doubly tough up here.
Yeah, you know, they shoot the ball obviously well anyway, and then you put them on their home court and give them a crowd, and they definitely play a lot better here, I would say. And that's kind of been historically the case, and it is definitely this year too. They've taken some really good teams to the wire here this year, and actually played at Concordia just last week, and you know, played them to within five. So you know, it's a team that we obviously only beat them by four at our place, so they're very capable of beating good teams, and they're very young, so sometimes they're up and down, you know, it seems like they're playing really well right now.
Coming off a win the other night over Nebraska Wesleyan, very good defense for us in that ballgame.
Yeah, I thought our full court pressure was really good. That was an area that we knew that we could kind of, you know, turn them over and get them a little bit out of their rhythm and sync. And I thought we did a really good job of that, especially in the first half. And then, you know, we saw a lot of different defensive looks again, which kind of messes up your flow offensively. But I thought we handled it much better than we did the first time. And obviously Jamie came out really hot, which obviously helped us a ton.
And 11 different girls to score offensively. That's always good to see.
Yeah, you know, we've kind of, over the last 2-3 weeks, I feel like we've had different people scoring in double digits every night. You know, obviously Jamie's gonna probably get to double digits most nights, but different faces, you know, with Hallie Samuelson being in double figures, or obviously Michaela can score it, and Tika's been in double figures, and so it's good. Abby Jackson got there a game or two ago, so you know, we're gonna need those contributions from a lot of different people here today again, and then moving forward. So it's nice to see some other people putting the ball in the hoop.
Okay, we'll take a break and come back. You're listening to the on 1230 KHAS.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment without moving at all.
Oh, yeah.
Pepsi. Live for now.
Back with Hastings College women's basketball coach Kerry Hofstetter. The Broncos in Mitchell, South Dakota here this afternoon, getting set to take on Dakota Wesleyan as you face the Tigers here today. What concerns you most about this basketball team?
Well, they're big. They a lot of times they'll start three forwards, and last time we played them, they really pounded it into the paint, especially in the first half, and they're dangerous in transition. Their post players can really shoot the three, and if you don't get out there and cover them up, they'll hit a lot of shots, and that kind of happened to us the first time in the first half that we played them. We had some difficulties in our transition defense. I think we've made a couple of adjustments that'll help us in that area, but they're definitely a team that you've got to guard on the perimeter, and then you've got to guard in the paint. They set a million screens and have a million different sets, so you've got to communicate, and you've got to really mentally be good when you defend this team.
It's a team, again, that's going to kind of rely on their three-point shooting, aren't they?
Yeah, their three-point shooting, and then also just the rhythm of their sets. Their sets have multiple screens in them, and they run a lot of them. And so it's one of those things where your kids can't really memorize every play. They've got to use our principles and really communicate through the action in order to slow them down a little bit. They also have some post players that are really effective in the paint and physical, and they'll try to post us up and get some mismatches, so it'll be important that we handle him inside the paint.
Celeste Becht is the girl that's number two in the conference in the amount of three-pointers made this year, so obviously a lot of focus on her today.
Yeah, she's a good player, and she's one of those kids that once a couple go down, she can get really hot and score a lot of points. So, we'll have to do a good job on her today. We'll have to really communicate through the screen action, and like I said, the in-out attack from them is going to be something that we're going to have to handle.
Just communicating on defense, fighting through those screens, is that the big key of maybe slowing this team down a little bit?
Yeah, it starts in transition. It starts in transition, making sure that we cover up and match up, and then through that half-court possession all the way through until we get a rebound. It's going to be really important that we communicate and that we're all on the same page.
What about offensively? What can we get done against this team today?
For us too, it's going to be important to get something in transition. Obviously, that means you got to keep teams from scoring buckets. So, our defense will help our offense. We got to be good in transition, and then really just execute. Making sure that we don't stand around and expect to score without setting screens on bodies and being active offensively. They're a team that really helps in the paint, so you've got to be able to attack it and then move the ball out of there and find the open shooters.
We talked about Beck. They got the Herald girl and the break. Those are the two girls inside it we'll have to contend today.
Yeah, and the Herald kid is really a physical kid who was successful against us the first time. A lot of mismatch post up opportunities for her, and so we'll be a little bit more, I think, ready for it. But it's one of those things where we're going to have to match her physicality in order to defend in the paint.
Okay, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Kerry Hofstetter, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around, starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up. Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Kerry Hofstetter pregame show, brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Stay tuned. Bronco play-by-play is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings and Kearney is cleaning out all remaining fall and winter inventory. Stop now and take 50% off all seasonal dress shirts, pants, suits, and sports coats. Entire stock of neckties, half off. Sportswear by Tommy Bahama, Enro, Forsyth, Gunner, and Buck. 50% off. 50% off all wool top coats, wool car coats, and all remaining leather jackets. Ladies, 50% off all seasonal ladies' clothing, and select Brighton is half off. Stock up and save at Gary Muckles Clothiers, downtown Hastings and Kearney.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Hastings College Basketball this afternoon here on 1230 KHIS, a special Sunday afternoon edition of Bronco Basketball this week. Hastings on the road here in Mitchell, South Dakota at the world-famous Corn Palace as we get sent for Dakota Wesleyan at Hastings here this afternoon. The final regular season road game of the year for Hastings College as the Broncos make the trek up north to take on Dakota Wesleyan, the team that is currently 14-14 on the season. They are 7-11 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Dakota Wesleyan, they have lost five out of their last seven ball games, including their last two in a row. They lost to Concordia on the road 76-71. And they lost to Northwestern on the road by a score of 80-66. That's a very good basketball team. Hastings was able to beat this team earlier this year, 79-75 down in Hastings. This is a team that is 14th in the nation in the amount of total three-pointers made this year with 197, so they'll rely on their three-point shooting to stay with the Broncos here this afternoon. Hastings has won five games in a row coming into the ballgame here today, including their win the other night over Nebraska Wesleyan, 74-48. Hastings currently sitting at 18-7 on the season. They're 12-5 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. We'll get you the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Any reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For Dakota Wesleyan, Erica Harold, a 6-foot sophomore out of Dimrock, South Dakota, will start. Madison Keel, 5'9" freshman out of Hartford, South Dakota. Celeste Beck, a 5'7" inch senior out of Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Chelsea Nagel, a 5'8" freshman out of Avon, South Dakota. And Katie Johnson, a 5'10" inch senior out of Meade, Nebraska. For the Hastings College Broncos this afternoon, they'll go with Chelsea Morton, 5'8", a junior out of Holdridge, Nebraska. Abby Jackson, 5'5", a junior out of Hastings, St. Cecilia. Holly Samuelson, a 5'9" inch senior out of Gretna. Jamie Van Kirk, a 5'9" inch senior out of Sutton, Nebraska. And Sierra Williamson, a 6'1" junior out of Broomfield, Colorado. Starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank. Now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and a 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Hastings College dressed in their black road uniforms here this afternoon with their red trim. Meanwhile, the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers in their gray uniforms here this afternoon with their white numerals. Ball is in the air. That's going to be Dakota Wesleyan controlling the opening tip. We're at the world-famous Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota here this afternoon with Hastings College basketball, a special Sunday afternoon edition. We've got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHS. The Broncos play their final regular season road game of the season. And immediately we've got a violation here on Dakota Wesleyan. Looks like a three-second violation on the Tigers. First turnover on Dakota Wesleyan. Now Hastings College has got the ball for the first time. They come into their offensive zone as they move it here over on the wing on the left side. As they get backed up to Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk moves it over to Jackson on the right wing. It's a man-to-man defense here for Dakota Wesleyan. They drop the ball down low. The pass is going to be over the head of Sierra Williamson out of bounds. Chelsea Morton had it at the top of the key and sent it down the lane. The pass was too high as it goes over Williamson's head, and that's the first turnover on Hastings College here in the ballgame. There's Nagel bringing the ball up now for
Dakota Westland is moving over on the right side to a Madison Keel. Keel's here on the near side. We'll bring it out into 3 points here. It's away with the basketball. There is going to be Celeste Beck. She's one of the leading scorers, averaging 12 points per ball game. And now we got a foul inside on Hastings College. So a couple of possessions here. One turnover, and now Chelsea Morton picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be her first. Nobody's thrown up a shot yet here in this ballgame. We're 51 seconds in. No score between Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan today. Here's a Nagel. The ball sends it down in the corner on the right side. It's lost out of bounds by Celeste Beck. Two possessions, two turnovers now for Dakota Wesleyan. Hastings College coming back the other way. We're about a minute into the ballgame. No score between the Broncos and the Tigers here this afternoon. Bounce pass comes over here to Van Kirk. On the right side, Van Kirk, two-handed pass, comes back the other way. That's going to be Holly Samuelson with the ball. Samuelson sends it to Morton. Her pass inside again is going to be deflected and lost out of bounds. Lost out of bounds, so the second consecutive turnover on Hastings. Broncos trying to pound the ball inside and have now been able to get there with Sierra Williamson. Now Hastings applying some backcourt pressure. The ball is tipped, and it's nearly intercepted, but lost back out of bounds by Holly Samuelson of Hastings. So Dakota Westland will play things in, and now the Tigers want to call a timeout. They'll call a quick timeout here. 18 minutes and 46 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings nothing, Dakota Westland nothing.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back here in Mitchell, South Dakota, Hastings College basketball today on 1230 KHAS. Dakota Wesleyan inbounding the ball. This is Erica Harold as she gets it away now to Chelsea Nagel. Returns it back to Harold, and her pass is going to be tipped, and it's going to be intercepted. Here's Van Kirk at the other end. Her shot's going to be no good. Well, the rebound comes down to Harold for Dakota Wesleyan. She has it tipped out of her hands, out of bounds. And it's going to be Dakota Wesleyan basketball here in backcourt. Off to kind of a slow start here today. 18-31 remaining in the first half. No score between Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan here today. There's Nagel as she brings it across the 10-second line. For the Tigers of Dakota Wesleyan, the Madison Keel goes over in the wing to Harold. There's an entry pass to get it inside, and the shot's up there. It's no good, but a foul's going to be called on Sierra Williamson. They got the ball inside to Kate Johnson. That's where they want to hammer it into. She had 8 points the last time these two teams played. Personal foul is going to be called on Sierra Williamson. That's going to be her first. And that's going to send Johnson to the free throw line now for Dakota Wesleyan to try to give the Tigers the lead here early in this one. Shot is up there, and the shot's going to be good. Johnson is a, wow, whatever that was, it woke everybody up here. Johnson is a 64% foul shooter on the system, so on the season. Obviously, something happened to the sound system here. Wow. Here's the next shot. It's up there and in. So a couple of free throws by Kate Johnson, and Dakota Wesleyan has got the lead over Hastings College. It's a 2-0 ball game. Here comes Hastings back in their offensive zone. It's going to be Abby Jackson with ball, drives it down on the baseline on the left side. Dakota Wesleyan in the man-to-band defense. Out here is going to be Chelsea Morton at the top of the key. Down to Van Kirk on the wing on the right side. Jamie behind the screen from Williamson. Takes a three-pointer and misses off of the back iron. No good. Rebound Morton. Chelsea keeps it alive here for Hastings College. Comes out to Holly Samuelson. Samuelson holds it here between the rings. Now drives it down the right side of the lane. Stops. Comes out in the three-point territory again. Bounce pass goes inside to Williamson. Her shot's going to be deflected. And it's going to be picked up on the baseline. But standing out of bounds was Morton. And it's going to be a possession coming up here for Dakota Wesleyan as Hastings again cannot convert offensively. Here's a couple of substitutes coming in there. Ashley Bray is going to come into the ballgame now. Kristen Sabers checking in for Dakota Wesleyan. The inbounds pass is going to be intercepted, but standing on the sideline was Van Kirk of Hastings. So Dakota Wesleyan having all kinds of problems getting the ball up the floor here against the Hastings College defense, but the Broncos have done absolutely nothing on offense so far. 17 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the first half. Dakota Wesleyan has got a 2-0 lead over Hastings. Here come the Tigers back in their offensive zone. This is going to be a Nagel with the ball down in the corner. Back throws up a three. Shot good. She gets on a roll. Look out. She's number two in the conference in three-pointers made, and she bangs one home right there from the deep left corner. 5-0 is the score. Dakota Wesleyan out on top of Hastings College. Broncos have the ball back in their offensive zone. Here's Jackson at the top of the key. Sends it inside to Williamson. Again, the ball knocked loose. Williamson picks it back up. Out to Van Kirk, just to the right side of the circle. Van Kirk moves it across the top. That's going to be Jackson. Entry pass to get it inside to Williamson. She forces up a shot. It's going to be no good. Bound for the rebound. And now we got a jump ball called. Yes, jump ball is called there as Williamson is tied up in the play by Sabres of Dakota Wesleyan. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Tigers, so Dakota Wesleyan will play things in. Here comes Tika Thompson into the ball game now for Holly Samuelson. Chelsea Morton also checks out. Michaela Berry comes into the ball game. Now we got another two to the whistle. We've got a foul that's going to be called here. Tika Thompson picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be her first, and now Dakota Wesleyan will play the ball in here in backcourt. 5-0 is the score. We're 3 minutes into the contest. Hastings hasn't scored yet. Here's Nagel with the ball down the right sideline to get it down in the corner now to a Sabres. She holds it. There's an entry pass inside. It's going to be deflected away from Bray out of bounds. It's going to be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. They will play things in baseline left side underneath their own basket. 16:48 to play here in the first half. It's 5-0. Dakota Wesleyan has got the lead over Hastings here this afternoon. The Broncos ranked number 15 in the country. Inbounds pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Van Kirk. She drives, shoots, and scores. And the Broncos are finally on the scoreboard here this afternoon. Jamie Van Kirk scores for Hastings. It's now a 5-2 ball game. 16:35 to play here in the first half from the world-famous Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. It's going under a lot of renovation work here since the last time we were here. Here's Dakota Wesleyan with a ball in their offensive zone again. Nagel has got it. Chesney Nagel, she drives it to the hole. Her shot is up there as good, and she's fouling the play. No traveling violation. A traveling violation there. And the Dakota Wesleyan coaching staff not happy. Jason Christensen is up in front of the Tiger bench. A traveling violation on Dakota Wesleyan, so the basket is no good. There's a long pass down the floor. They get the ball to Van Kirk. Her shot is up and in. Jamie Van Kirk. There's a couple of field goals in the ball game now for Hastings, and it's a 5-4 ball game. There's a steal by Van Kirk. On the far sideline, Van Kirk brings it back one-on-one now against Dakota Wesleyan. There's a pass down low, though. It's going to go to Tika Thompson. Tika moves it over to Michaela Berry for three. Shot is up there and in. Michaela Berry knocks home a three ball for Hastings. So, bam, just like that, Hastings on a 7-0 run here over Dakota Wesleyan. 15:45 to play. Hastings has got the lead. There's a pass in the lane. It's going to be tipped and intercepted. Intercepted by Samuelson. That's a fifth turnover already on Dakota Wesleyan. Here comes Van Kirk back with the ball. Out to Jackson, top of the key. Drives it down the left side of the lane. The ball is going to be stripped away. And it's picked up here by Gabby Frankbo, who's in the ball game now for Dakota Wesleyan. Cross-court pass goes to the far side. Sabres throws up a three. The shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Van Kirk of Hastings. So it's 7-5 the score. 15:15 remaining here in the first half from Mitchell, South Dakota. Here's Tika Thompson with the ball. Off to Abby Jackson. Here's Tika Thompson driving the ball into the hole, and a foul is going to be called. Personal foul will go here on the Tigers of Dakota Wesleyan. The foul is going to go on Ashley Bray. That's going to be her first foul. That's going to be team foul number one on the Tigers. Madison Keel coming back into the ball game. Erica Harold checking back in. Also Celeste Beck checking back in for the Tigers of Dakota Wesleyan. The inbounds pass comes into Van Kirk, and she's immediately fouled into play here by Chesney Nagel. Nagel picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number two on the Tigers. Hastings will play things in. Van Kirk at the top of the key. Comes over here to Berry. Three-pointer from the right side. It's up there. Bang. Michaela Berry throws down her second three-pointer here. It's now a 10-5 ball game. Hastings College on a 10-0 run here over the Tigers of Dakota Wesleyan. So Hastings struggled early. The Broncos in the groove now. Hastings playing the man-to-man defense. There's Nagel, throws the ball down low. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Harold. Rebound comes down to Williamson. Clears it out now to Van Kirk down the far sideline. Van Kirk holds it. Comes out to Michaela Berry. Out between the circles. Picked up by Madison Keel. Bounce pass goes over to the left side. That's going to be Van Kirk with the ball. Top of the key. As they get it over to Holly Hill, who's into the ball game now, to Berry. Now to Tika Thompson. She drives the ball to the hole. Runs into a Tiger down here and loses control of the ball out of bounds. Ran right into Kate Johnson and lost the ball out of bounds. Hastings turns it away for the third time here in this first half of play. Hastings on a 10-0 run. They've got a 10-5 lead now over Dakota Wesleyan as we approach the 14-minute mark here in the first half. Back comes Kate Johnson now for Dakota Wesleyan. A feed down low to Nagler. Shots up and in. Chesney Nagel scoring there on the assist from Kate Johnson. 10-7 is the score. Here's a Van Kirk. Her shot is going to be up there. No good. She was hitting 3-point territory after the shot, but no foul called there. Here comes Dakota Wesley up the far sideline. Beck has got it, and she's going to be fouling the play. Tika Thompson picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 3 on the Broncos. Check that, team foul number 4 on Hastings here in this first half of play. Chelsea Morton comes back into the ball game now, replacing Tika Thompson. Dakota Wesleyan will bring the ball back in their offensive scoring zone as they move it over here to Erica Harold. She drives the ball to the hole against Jeldon. Her shot is up and in, and she's fouling the play. Jeldon's going to pick up the personal foul for Hastings. And we're going to have a chance at a 3-point play here. Erica Harold will go to the free throw line here for Dakota Wesleyan. She's averaging 12.2 points per ball game. She is third in the conference in the free throw percentage this week. She's knocking down about 82% of her foul shots so far this year. First one here today. Her shot is up there, and her shot is good. So a 3-point play there for Dakota Wesleyan. And now the Tigers have come back to score 5 straight points themselves after Hastings went on that 10-0 run. We're back to a 10-10 ball game with 13:37 to play here in the first half from the Corn Palace here this afternoon. There's Van Kirk, deep left corner, feeds it inside. That's going to be Jeldon with the ball. Her shot is up there and in. Rachel Jeldon scores on the assist from Jamie Van Kirk. First field goal of the ball game for Jeldon. Now a traveling violation on Dakota Wesleyan as they come back the other way. Madison Keel, just as he crossed the 10-second line, is whistled for the traveling violation. That's going to be turnover number 6 already on the Tigers here in this first half of play. Hastings College will play things in right in front of the scores table. 13-23 remaining in the first half. 12-10 is the score. Hastings has got a 2-point lead. Here's a Berry with the ball. Hands it away now to Van Kirk around the screen from Jeldon. Moves it to the free throw line. Jump pass goes down in the corner. Trying to drive it there is going to be Hild. She's cut off. Gives it back on the wing. That's going to be Van Kirk with the ball. Now out to Michaela Berry. Top of the key. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Dishes off here to Chelsea Morton. Back outside. And now a traveling violation is called out there. And Holly Hild. Holly Hild is whistled for the traveling violation. That's the fifth turnover on Hastings already here in the first half. Listening to Bronco basketball here this afternoon, a special Sunday afternoon edition. We're about 7 minutes into the first half. Hastings out on top of Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 12-10 here this afternoon. Hastings has won 5 games in a row, trying to finish the season strong as they head into the GPAC postseason tournament here in a week or so. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan back with the ball as they move it down in the corner. There's a long pass goes inside, and the shot is up and in. That's Kristen Sabers scoring there for Dakota Wesleyan. That's her first field goal. And the Tigers have come back to tie things up now at 12 points apiece. 12.5 minutes to play here in the first half. There's a feed over here to Jamie Van Kirk again for Hastings. Splits a couple of defenders, and a foul is going to be called. Personal foul here will go on Dakota Wesleyan. Gabby Frankbo picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 3 calling Dakota Wesleyan so far here in the first half of play. Hastings will play things in as they get it to Van Kirk. She drives it down the left side of the lane to the goal. She goes and her shot off the window is good. Van Kirk now with 6 points in the basketball game here for Hastings. A long pass down the floor is going to be tipped out of bounds. Trying to get it to Ashley Bray down there for Dakota Wesleyan. The ball is tipped out of bounds there by the Bronco defense. That's going to be Dakota Wesleyan inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Kristen Sabers will inbound the ball here for Dakota Wesleyan, and she throws the ball right into the Bronco bench. Was it tipped out? No. The officials point the Broncos' way, so another turnover on Dakota Wesleyan. That is their 7th so far here in the first half of play. They've been averaging 17 per ball game this season. 14-12 is the score. Hastings College has got a 2-point lead over Dakota Wesleyan. Broncos come back with the basketball in their black and white uniforms here this afternoon. There's Van Kirk, her 15-footer, is put up there. It hits the front iron, falls off, no good. Offensive rebound comes down to Chelsea Morton. Now she falls down right side of the lane. Battle 4, and we got a jump ball called. Morton is tied up in the play, so the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Dakota Wesleyan. Celeste Beck comes back into the ball game now for Dakota Wesleyan. Also coming back in there is going to be Madison Keel. 14-12 is the score. We played about 8 minutes here this first half. Here's a Beck with the ball. Celeste Beck races it to the 10-second line. Bounce pass comes into the offensive zone now. That's going to be Bray with the ball. Bray now to Chesney Nagel. who's got it over here on the wing on the left side, moves it down in the corner. That's going to be Kristen Sabers. Now her pass is going to be deflected out of bounds, and we have a foul call over here on Hastings. It's going to go on Jeldon. Rachel Jeldon picks up her second personal foul for the Broncos. That's going to be team foul number five. Team foul number six on Hastings so far here in the first half. So it's going to be a non-shooting situation. Dakota Westland will play things in. Now another two to the whistle underneath the basket here. This is going to go on to Dakota Westland. It's going to go on Madison Keel. That's going to be here. That's going to go on Amber Ashley Bray. That's going to be your second. Ashley Bray picks up the personal foul. That's going to be team foul number four on Dakota Westland. You're listening to Bronco basketball here today from the Corn Palace. 14-12 is the score. Hastings College has got a two-point lead. There's a bounce pass to the elbow. Chelsea Morton has got it. Now she takes off and dribbles it down the right side of the lane. Her shot off the glass is up there and in. Nice move to the hole there by Chelsea Morton. That's her first field goal. Hastings out on top now by a score of 16-12. There's a baseline jumper put up there and in. So from the short right baseline, that's Kristen Sabers scoring there. That's her second field goal. And now the Broncos trying to come back on transition, and they throw the ball out of bounds. They're going to be a turnover on Hastings. That's going to be their sixth. They've had 13 turnovers between the two teams here in the first half so far. We have not reached the halfway point of this first half. We've got 11 minutes and 10 seconds to play. That was a sloppy ball game so far. Here comes Celeste Beck back with the ball now for Dakota Wesleyan. Brings it into the offensive zone as he feeds it over here to Kate Johnson. Now to Beck again, high right side. Hastings still in a man-to-man defense. Jackson will pick her up. They send it down in the corner. That's going to be Sabers with the ball. Sabers out to a Nagel. Now top of the key. That's going to be Keel. She sends it to the far side. It's going to be tipped off of the hands of Celeste Beck out of bounds. Dakota Wesleyan will play things in. Into the ball game now. Gabby Frankbo, she checks back in there for Dakota Wesleyan. Also coming back in there is going to be Kristen Sabers, so a short breather for her as she comes back into the ball game with 10 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the first half. Good crowd on hand here for a Sunday in Mitchell. It is a 16-14. Hastings has got the lead. Here's a Celeste Beck out here, throws up a long three-pointer. Her shot is around the rim, no good. Offensive rebound, foul shot, no good. Erica Harold misses an easy one, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. Broncos runner back the other way, down the far sideline. That's going to be Michaela Berry with the ball now for Hastings. Berry works over there on the left side, now dribbles to the top of the key, down the lane, kicks her back out here. Holly Hild has got it. Chelsea Morton inside the free throw circle. Down to Berry on the far sideline. Berry dribbling the ball around the screen, moves it over to Jackson. Jackson holds it, trying to drive it, can't do it. Jackson travels with the ball, but they don't call it. There's a feed inside to Sierra Williamson. Her shot's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Kate Johnson. Johnson has got it now for Dakota Wesleyan. They missed a definite traveling call right there on Abby Jackson. They got it down in the corner. Driving the baseline is going to be Harold. She goes up with a shot, and she's mauled on the play. Harold is knocked down, and a foul is going to go here on Hastings College. A couple of Broncos were there. Michaela Berry is going to be charged with a foul. That's going to be your first. That's going to send Harold to the free throw line here for the Tigers of Dakota Wesleyan. She has got 3 points in the ball game thus far. And her shot is up there. It's going to be good. She's now 2 out of 2 from the free throw line here in this ball game. Dakota Wesleyan, 5 out of 8 from the field so far in this first half. 7 out of 13 for Hastings. So both teams shooting over 50% when they get the shots. Here comes the next shot by Harold. It's going to be up there, and it rattles out no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Sierra Williamson with the ball. So it's 16-15. Hastings College with a 1-point lead with 9:45 to play here in the first half. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball. Jackson on the wing. Brings it up high and gets it out there to a Chelsea Morton and returns the ball back to Abby on the right side of the lane. Entry pass to Sierra Williamson. Jump pass goes back out on top. That's Berry with the ball. A three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good. The ball battled for Williamson. Grabs it, and a jump ball is going to be called. Sierra Williamson tied up in the play there by Kate Johnson of Dakota Wesleyan. So it'll be Hastings inbounding the ball, baseline left side underneath their own basket. Bronco basketball for you here this afternoon on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. There's a long-range three put up there by Berry. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Beck, and she travels with the ball. She grabs it on the baseline. She's calling for shuffling her feet. So turnover number 8 on Dakota Wesleyan here in this basketball game. Hastings College will play things in now. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Ollie Hild will get things in. The barrier shot off the baseline. In and out. No good. Tip tries up there. No good by Williams. And the ball is loose. And now we got a foul called. Jackson picks up the personal foul for Hastings as she was battling for the ball out there in three-point territory. Abby picks up her first personal. That's going to be team foul number 8 on Hastings. So we walk to the other end of the floor now. And we'll have some free throws coming up here. It's going to be Harold going back to the free throw line. She has got 4 points so far in the ball game. She is 2 out of 3 from the line here this afternoon. This will be a 1-1 situation. Her first one is up there and in. Dakota Wesleyan is the best free throw shooting team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They're knocking down 74% of their foul shots this year. They are number 6 in the conference in field goal percentage at 42%. And they're number 3 in the conference in three-point shooting at 33%. Here comes the next shot. It is up there. It is good by Harold. So she cans a couple of free throws. It's now a 17-16 ball game. Dakota Wesleyan now goes back on top of Hastings College. Has been a half of runs so far. There's a shot put up there. No good by Berry. Rebound comes down to Celeste Beck as she comes to the near sideline. The Chesney Nagel out to Beck. A long three put up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Offensive rebound comes down, though, to Dakota Wesleyan. They feed it back inside, and the shot is up there and in. That's a Kate Johnson scoring there. Offensive rebound by Dakota Wesleyan, so it's now a 19-16 ball game. Dakota Wesleyan has got the lead with 8 minutes and 40 seconds to play here. The Tigers are sitting at 14-14 in the season, but they're usually pretty tough up here in Mitchell. Hastings beat this team earlier this year, 79-75. Broncos have the ball back in their offensive zone, trailing by 3 points here in the ball game. Holly Hill goes to Chelsea Morton. She takes off, drives into the hole. Her shot is up there, no good, but she's fouling a play. Chelsea Morton will go to the free throw line down for Hastings as she was fouling a play there by Celeste Beck. That's going to be the first foul on Beck. That's going to be team foul number 5 on Dakota Wesleyan. This will be a shooting foul, though, as Morton was in the act of shooting as he drove the ball to the hole. Morton, a 47% foul shooter in the season. And the first one today is up there, no good. She is now 11 out of 24 from the free throw line here today. Back into the ball game for Dakota Wesleyan is going to be Ashley Bray. Also coming back in there is going to be Josie Huber. Josie Huber into the ball game now for Dakota Wesleyan. She's a 5'8" freshman out of Vermilion, South Dakota. Huber averaging a couple of points per ball game for the Tigers here this year. Next shot is up there by Morton. It's up there and in. So she gets 1 out of 2 from the line, and Hastings back to within 2 points. 19-17 is the score. Dakota Wesleyan has got the ball in their offensive zone. Huber has got the ball now. Huber gets it out here to Sabers. Kristen Sabers with the ball. Back out to a Nagel at the top of the key. Now to Celeste Beck. Beck directs the traffic out there. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Celeste Beck moves to her right. Now loses control of the ball. It's picked up by Berry. Michaela Berry has got it on the turnover for Hastings as she races back the other way. The Sierra Williamson down to Berry. That's turnover number 9 on Dakota Wesleyan here in this first half of play. Holly Samuelson has got the ball here on the wing on the left side. Samuelson looking, takes it down on the baseline. Now stops. Comes to Sierra Williamson. Cross-court pass goes to Berry. Berry gets it back out to Van Kirk for 3. Shot is up there. It's an air ball. No good. Got a very good-looking shot there by Jamie Van Kirk, and the ball is out of bounds. It's going to be Dakota Wesleyan ball. 19-17 to score. Hastings down by 2 points. 7 minutes and 26 seconds to play here in the first half as Celeste Beck will come back the other way here for the Tigers. Beck dribbles to the wing on the right side, gets it back out into three-point territory. The Sabres are three-pointers, but up there no good. Rebound Samuelson, and a 2 to the whistle, and another foul is going to be called. This is going to go on Dakota Wesleyan. Got the men's game coming up next in an interesting matchup. Hastings College, one of the hotter teams in the conference. They've won 5 out of their last 6. We'll take on the 6th-ranked team of the country in Dakota Wesleyan in our second ball game today. Huber picks up the personal foul for Dakota Wesleyan. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 6 in the Tigers. Hastings with the ball. Here's Van Kirk. She runs into traffic down there, and a blocking foul is going to be called on Chesney Nagel for Dakota Wesleyan. That's going to be the second foul on Nagel, team foul number 7 of the Tigers. So now Hastings will go to the free throw line in the form of Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk is the best free throw shooter in the conference, in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. She's hitting 89% of her charity tosses this year. She's 100 for 112 from the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Hastings College, fifth in the conference in free throw percentage as a team at 70%. They're ninth in field goal percentage at 41% and fifth in three-point shooting at 32%. Next shot by Van Kirk is up there and in. She's now got 8 points in the ball game, and now we're tied up at 19 points apiece. Here in this first half with 6 minutes and 54 seconds to play, here's Celeste Beck with the ball. She moves it over to Huber. There's an entry pass down low, and a shot is up there and in. That's Ashley Bray scoring there for Dakota Wesleyan, and the Tigers are out on top by a score of 21 to 19. Hastings coming back into the forecourt now. Michaela Berry will set things up for Hastings, dribbling with the ball against Beck. Goes over to Van Kirk as she runs it against Frank Bow. Now she drives into the hole and shot is up and in. Took it right to the rack there for Hastings and scores off of the window. She's got 10 points in the ball game. And we're tied up at 21 points apiece. There's a long-range jumper there by Huber from three. No good. Down for the rebound. It's loose again. It's picked up by Hastings. Here comes Michaela Berry down the sideline for Hastings. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Now drives it down the right side of the lane. Kicks it back out here to Sierra Williamson. Down to Michaela Berry. 6 minutes to play here in the first half. We're tying up at 21 points apiece. Berry running the offense. Comes over here to Holly Samuelson on the wing. Samuelson right at the top of the three-point circle. Sends it inside to Williamson. She drives the ball. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Bound for the rebound. It's brought down by Williamson. Foul shot is up there and in. Sierra grabs the offensive board after she misses the first one and then puts the second one right down through the hole. That's her first field goal of the ball game. 23-21. Hastings back out to a two-point lead here in this one. Here's a Huber with the ball. Huber gives it to Ashley Bray. Now top of the key. That's Celeste Beck. Now to Bray again. Bounce pass goes inside. Wheeling in the lane. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Sabres. And the rebound comes down here to Michaela Berry. Broncos runner back the other way. Berry drives it all the way to the basket. Scoop shot is up there. No good. Ball is lost out of bounds, and it's going to be Dakota Wesleyan ball. So the Tigers will play things in here in backcourt. Kate Johnson's going to come back into the ball game now for Dakota Wesleyan. Also coming in will be Erica Harold, but we've got a timeout called here by Hastings. Broncos call the timeout, 5 minutes and 14 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 23, Dakota Wesleyan 21.
A home, New View Real Estate is the perfect solution. Listen to one of their satisfied customers.
We just purchased our new home from New View Real Estate in Hastings, and I am so glad that we did. Ann, Dana, and Connie were amazing to work with, and I would recommend these ladies to anyone looking to buy or sell a home. They are reliable and professional and are just wonderful to work with.
Hi, this is Ann Halbert with New View Real Estate in Hastings. If we can be of any service to you too, please give us a call at 462-9111. We're located at 1239 North Burlington, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball today brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's located at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Broncos early in the ball game, 9 out of 24 from the field today for just 37%. Hastings 2 out of 8 on three-pointers for 25%. Dakota Wesleyan, they are 7 out of 15 from the field for 46%. They are just 1 out of 6 on three-pointers so far in this first half for 16%. Hastings College has got a two-point lead right now at 23-21 over Dakota Wesleyan. Broncos again playing the final road game of the regular season here this afternoon. Here's an inbounds pass. It can be knocked away from Kate Johnson, and the ball picked up by Hastings. That's the 10th turnover now on Dakota Wesleyan here in the ball game. Hastings has got the ball back now. Here's a Van Kirk with it at the top of the key. Goes over to Chelsea Morton. Right side of the circle. Morton comes out to Holly Samuelson at the top of the key again. Samuelson looking as she works there against the Madison Keel. Over on the wing on the right side, that's going to be Berry. Lobs it inside. With the basketball there is going to be Alex Edwards. Back out to Berry in the corner. Shot for three is no good. Rebound comes down to Beck. Celeste Beck gets the ball ahead down the near sideline. Frank Bow has got the ball. She drives it. Her shot no good. Offensive rebound. Final shot up and in. Kate Johnson gets the offensive board and the putback there for Dakota Wesleyan. She's now got 4 points in the basketball game. And Dakota Wesleyan hanging around here this afternoon. 23-23 is the score with 4 minutes and 27 seconds to play. Hastings, the 15th-ranked team in the country here this afternoon, being tested by Dakota Wesleyan here at the Corn Palace. Here's Morton. Her shot off the baseline is going to be no good. She is knocked down in the play, and a foul is going to be called here on Kate Johnson. Johnson picks up her first. That's going to be team foul number 8 on the Tigers here in the first half of play. This will be a shooting situation. As Chelsea Morton goes to the free throw line now for Hastings. He's 1 out of 2 so far today. She's got 3 points in the ball game. As Chelsea Morton will toe the mark. Her shot is up there, and the shot is off of the back iron, and it falls off. No good. Morton will get one more. Hastings 23 and Dakota Wesleyan 23. Women's college basketball action this afternoon. Next shot is up there. It's good. So it's a second time today. Chelsea Morton goes to the line and hits one out of two from the charity stripe. And Hastings now has a one-point lead, 24-23. Back the other way comes Madison Keel. She drives it right to the basket, and her shot is up there and no good. She got to the rim and could not finish. Hastings with a rebound. That's Berry with the ball. She drives it back the other way, kicks her back out to Samuelson. In three-point territory, now to Chelsea Morton. Morton drives the ball to the free throw line, out to Berry, fakes the three, dribbles down the lane. Over here on the right side, now to Alex Edwards, takes the ball on the lane. Her shot is up there, in and out, no good. Rebound down to Celeste Bauer. Long pass down to four. They get it down to Harold. She drives, shoots, and scores. Erica Harold scores. Nice pass by Celeste Beck. That's a 25-24 ball game now. Dakota Wesleyan back out on top. 3.5 minutes to play. Here in the first half from the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota here this afternoon. Hastings being tested by Dakota Wesleyan. There's a shot by Samuelson up and in, a three-pointer. Holly Samuelson knocks down a three from the right ring. That gives Hastings a two-point lead now. 27-25. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan back. Harold has got the ball. Gives it on the wing now to Kate Johnson. Out in 3 points territory. That's a Madison Keel with the ball. Keel gives it away to Celeste Beck. Now dumps it down inside. A shot by Johnson is up and in. Kate Johnson gets it on the pass from Celeste Beck and lays it down through the hole. All of a sudden, the Broncos giving up a lot of easy shots right around the rim here today. And we're tied up at 27 points apiece here in the first half. That's where Dakota Wesleyan did their damage the last time we played this group. There's a shot from the baseline. It's up and in by Holly Samuelson. That was about a 10-footer off of the left baseline. She's now got 5 points in the ball game. Hastings back on top, 29-27. Celeste Beck back here for the Tigers of Dakota Wesleyan. The Frank Bow. Out here to the top of the key. Celeste Beck again drives the ball down the right side of the lane. Her scoop shot is up there and in. Celeste Beck scoring. She's got 5 points in the ball game, and the Tigers have tied the score up again at 29 points apiece. Here comes Hastings back into the forecourt now. That's Michaela Berry looking over the defense. Goes over here on the right side. That's going to be Van Kirk with the ball, and she's going to draw a personal foul. As she was fouled in a play there by Dakota Wesleyan. That's going to send Van Kirk to the free throw line. Gabby Freakbow picking up the personal foul. That's going to be her second personal foul. Team foul number 9 on the Tigers. Hastings to the free throw line. This is Van Kirk. 2 out of 2 so far today for Jamie. Her shot is up there and the shot good. She'll get one more. 3 minutes and 5 seconds to play here in the first half. It's 30-29. Hastings with a one-point lead. Jamie Van Kirk will have another one. Her shot in and out and back in again. So Van Kirk has now got 12 points here in the first half. End of the ball game now is going to be Savannah Minder. She comes into the ball game for the first time here today. Minder is a 5'8" senior out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. And to go to Wesleyan, he's got the ball. They're trailing in the ball game now by a score of 31-29. Minder has got it out here in three-point territory. Has to get rid of it. She does. Out near the 10-second lines, they get it to Celeste Beck. Hastings still in a man-to-man defense. Van Kirk is matched up with Beck. There's a feed inside. It's going to be off with the fingertips of Sabres, and the ball taken down here by Sierra Williamson. That's the 11th turnover on the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers so far here in this first half of play. Holly Samuelson has got the ball. Now to Van Kirk around the screen from Williamson. Free throw line jumper. Van Kirk right down through the hole. Jamie Van Kirk gets her fifth field goal of the ball game. She's got 14 points. Hastings out on top now by a score of 33-29. Dakota Wesleyan back with the ball. Bray has got it in the deep right corner. Comes out to Minder. Minder in 3 points territory. Takes it to the free throw line. Stops there. Throws up a shot. It's no good, but a traveling violation. She came to a jump stop right at the free throw line. Then trying to put up the shot. And it was a traveling violation on Minder. That's going to be turnover number 12 in the ball game for the Tigers. Now Hastings has got the ball back here with a minute and 10 seconds to play. 33-29. Hastings down on top of the Tigers here this afternoon. There's a Van Kirk with the ball around the screen again. Van Kirk at the top of the key. Can't put up a shot. Goes to Holly Samuelson. Back to Van Kirk. Running one-hander down the right side of the lane. Shot good. Jamie's taking over the ball game now. She's got 16 points here in the first half. And Hastings out on top. 35-29 with 47 seconds to play here in the first half.
Here's a Dakota Wesleyan bombs away from the right sideline. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Harold. Offensive rebound comes to Celeste Beck. Beck brings it back out to the top of the key. Again, a fresh shot clock here. Got about 10 seconds differential between the shot clock and the game clock here in the first half. 35-29. Hastings has got the lead. There's Beck with the ball on the near sideline as they get it back out to the top of the key. The Sabres down to Beck again down in the left corner. Her shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. Samuelson had to rebound. She lost it. It's picked up in the corner by Johnson. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings College. Morton with the ball. Morton gets it away to Berry. Her shot from the free throw line is up there. That's around the rim and down. Michaela Berry gets the field goal for Hastings. She's got 8 points in the ball game, and that is going to be the end of the first half of play. So a nice run there by Hastings to end the first half of play as Hastings scores the last 8 points of the first half, and Hastings will have the lead going into the locker room here at halftime. So the first half in the books here at the Corn Palace in women's college basketball. The score at halftime, Hastings 37 and Dakota Wesleyan 29. You're listening to Bronco Basketball today on 1230 KHAS.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
If people look at the history and what Mary Lanning has attempted to provide for 100 years, is amazing.
I would hope that within the next 100 years, the hospital and its staff would not lose sight of its history, why it's here, why it was developed, why Mr. Lanning put it together, and why it was called Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital.
I think Mary Lanning's role in the community will always stay strong, and the hospital will always be something that the community will be proud of.
I see it as remaining a community hospital that provides the best service for the people of this area.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Mary Lanning Healthcare.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Corn Palace here in Mitchell, South Dakota this afternoon. Hastings College basketball on 1230 KHAS. The Hastings College women with a lead over Dakota Wesleyan here at the break. The score is 37-29, but it was a seesaw battle. A lot of runs there in that first half of play. Dakota Wesleyan got out to a 5-0 lead over Hastings. It wasn't until the 16:35 mark that Hastings got a field goal to go down. But that ignited a 10-0 run over Dakota Wesleyan. As the Broncos got into a 10-5 lead, Dakota Wesleyan comes back and scores the next 5 points to tie things up at 10. We were tied up at 12. Seesaw battle until the 19 point. We were tied up again in this ball game at 19 points apiece with 6:34 to play. Tied up at 21, tied up at 23, tied up at 27, and tied up at 29, all in the first half of play. But Hastings finishing off the first half on an 8-0 run. And the Broncos have got the lead here at halftime by a score of 37-29. Hastings in the first half got 16 points in the ball game from Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk nailed 6 2-point field goals, and she was 4 out of 4. From the free throw line, so Van Kirk was 16 points in the first half of play. The other scorers for Hastings, Michaela Berry had a couple of three-pointers and a 2-point field goal. She had 8 points. Chelsea Morton had 4. Morton had a field goal, and she was 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. 2 points for Rachel Jeldon and a field goal. Sierra Williamson had a field goal for 2. Holly Samuelson actually had 5 points in the first half. She had a 3-pointer and a 2-pointer, so 5 points in the ballgame for Holly Samuelson. For the Tigers of Dakota Wesleyan, they were led in the first half by Kate Johnson. She had 8 points. Johnson had 3 field goals, and she was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Erica Harold, she had 8 points. Harold had a couple of field goals, and she was 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. The other scorers, Celeste Beck has got 5 points. She's got a 3 and a 2. Kristen Sabers, she has got a couple of field goals for 4 points.
Chesney Nagel. She has got a field goal for two. And Ashley Bray, she has got a field goal and 2 points here for Dakota Wesleyan here in this basketball game. As far as the shooting numbers are concerned today, Hastings College in the first half hitting 14 out of 31 for 45.2%. Dakota Wesleyan, they are 11 out of 24 for 45.8%. So really identical numbers there as far as the percentages are concerned between the two teams here in the first half. As far as three-pointers are concerned, Hastings 3 out of 10 for 30%, and Dakota Wesleyan 1 out of 9 for 11%. Hastings 6 out of 8 from the free throw line, 75%, and Dakota Wesleyan is 6 out of 7 for 85%. The rebounds are even at 13 apiece. Each team has 5 offensive rebounds and 8 on defense. Hastings has turned the ball over 7 times so far in this basketball game, and Dakota Wesleyan has been charged with 14 turnovers in the first half of play. And Hastings College, again, has got the lead here at halftime over Dakota Wesleyan. The score is 37 to 29. The Broncos have got 6 steals in the first half and no block shots. Dakota Wesleyan has got 1 steal and no block shots. And Hastings College, again, with the lead in this ball game at 37 to 29. As we have reached the halftime mark here, this basketball game. I was just checking. We had the score was tied 8 times, and they had 5 lead changes there in the first half of play, and Hastings has got to lead 37-29 here at halftime. Coming up, Tyson Avronik is going to join us. He's got Hastings College Spotlight, and then the second half straight ahead. You're listening to Bronco Basketball today on 1230 KHIS.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Hebronik for Hastings College Spotlight.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private 4-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors in 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more. And welcome back to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHES. Tyson Avronik with you. Halftime here, the Hastings College basketball game. Hastings College Spotlight, of course, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Joining us on the program here this afternoon, we are pleased to be joined by Coach Troy Baker. He is the head coach of the Hastings College softball team. He's entering his 9th season as the head coach of the softball team. Coach, appreciate the time.
Hey, not a problem.
Talk maybe just a little bit about the softball season, in particular, things that you're looking forward to with this Bronco team.
I'm just looking for some consistency. You know, last year we were picked to win the conference and repeat, and I don't think we did, as a whole, as a coaching staff, a very good job of knowing what was going to happen. You know, the year before we kind of came from nowhere to win it. Last year we kind of, you know, took the shots from everybody. You know, everybody came at us. We had a big bullseye, and we didn't do a great job. And, you know, we finished 3rd, you know, which is not bad. But coming off a national appearance, I don't think we, you know, expected to get, you know, we thought we were going to win. We thought we had the best talent, and we still think that. We're just looking for some consistency this year. And, you know, we're known that we're not picked to win. So, you know, maybe the pressure's off a little bit. I don't think we're going to sneak up on anybody, but I just think, as a whole, we know what to expect this year because we still have a lot of experience from that team a couple of years ago.
When you look at the spring sports, in particular baseball and softball, it's interesting in the fact that it's not like the football or the basketball season, and that your non-conference
really sets a lot of travel in play for your teams. Give us sort of a sneak peek at the non-conference schedule.
Yeah, I think we played 23 games before we played home.
Wow.
I know we go to Kansas, you know, like, oh, I don't know, four times. We're going to Oklahoma. You know, it's just hard to play in Nebraska, you know, this early in the season. So we kind of try to go, I know Kansas isn't that far away, but it is south. And it seems like they just have better weather, you know, 10 to 15 degrees warmer than it is here. Hmm. So that's a good thing. And the teams that we're playing this year, I believe four or five are ranked, or they went to the national tournament last year. So it is. It's great competition. You know, the further south you go, it seems like there's better softball. And if we can kind of compete and win some of those games, I think it makes us that much better going to the conference opener when we do open at home against Dakota Wesleyan. I think it's March 21st is our home opener. And so, you know, it's kind of nice to get all those games under our belt before we have to go into the meat of our schedule.
Again, Troy Baker here joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight. He's the head coach of the Hastings College softball team. As we look at the Great Plains Athletic Conference, kind of discuss this conference and some teams that you think might be challenging to the Broncos heading into this year.
In my book, I think Concordia is the best team. When we made our predictions of the preseason poll, I thought they had the best talent. But Morningside, you know, is predicted to win. They're always good. You know, they seem like they're good in almost every sport they play in. Mm-hmm. So they were the preseason favorite. And then you got Midland in there, us, you know, Northwestern, Doan. I think it's so close that there could be 5 to 6 teams that, if you say, hey, Doan's going to win, and they're predicted six, it wouldn't shock me. I just think this year it just seems like it's a lot of closer teams because a lot of teams lost a lot of players. We lost four, so we weren't hit so hard as other teams were. So, you know, hopefully, you know, we just come together and, you know, get all those non-conference games in, and then we start building into our conference season, and we can get on a roll. Last year we didn't really peak. I think we mostly won in a row with six, and that's not a huge jump in anything, but if you win 15 out of 16 and stuff like that and play at the right time, you can get hot, and that's what we did a couple years ago. We just kind of took care of business in the conference season.
Again, Troy Baker joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight as we preview a little bit about the 2015 Hastings College softball team. As I watch softball tournaments on the national scale at the College World Series, one big position seems to be at the pitcher. If they have a good girl throwing in the circle, teams seem to fare fairly well into that College World Series. Talk about your strength in the circle this year.
Taylor Ehrenbusch is by far the best pitcher in our conference, and she happens to be with us. She won the Pitcher of the Year as a freshman, had a better year last year, and I think she got runner-up. So Taylor is outstanding, came from an outstanding program at Millard South, who's won like four or five straight high school tournaments, state high school tournaments. So she knows how to pitch. Before she even got here, she knew what she was doing, and that's a plus. And then we have a few other pitchers, Kate Bain, who came from a quality program in Columbus Junior College, and then Shelby Welcher and Ashton Hernandez, you know, will fill out our top four. And all four of them can throw. It's just, you know, a luxury to have four, you know, good pitchers to go at. But Taylor is, you know, by far our number one pitcher, and she will throw the opener when we, you know, start up on the weekend.
Coaches, we look at this softball team here. Just briefly taking us kind of through the lineup here, who are you looking forward to maybe relying on getting the offense going for you, at least here at the start of the season?
Our top two hitters are both lefties, and, you know, Dana Manabusen from California is our catalyst. She just, when she gets on, it wreaks havoc. She can steal, she can run, she understands base running. And then behind her will be Chloe Bakey, a sophomore, again, from Millard South. And she knows what she's doing, and she's a sophomore. And then I guess into our bangers with, Anna Gearhart and Heather Sabata. They're going to, if they stay healthy, and that's a big healthy, you know, just knock on wood, they should, you know, hit some home runs for us. You know, they both hit six last year, and we're looking for, you know, big production from them to, criteria. So, you know, those are the four, you know, main people that we're looking at. And if we can get some more people, you know, some role players here and there to contribute towards the bottom of the order, that's going to make us that much better.
Troy Baker again joining us here on the Hastings College Spotlight. The Hastings College softball season going to be getting underway here real soon. As you mentioned, several road contests to start off the 2015 campaign. But we look forward to seeing your girls when they are at home and look forward to a great softball season. Coach, we will keep tabs with you as we roll along through here. But we appreciate you joining us to shed a little light, give us a little bit of a preview here on the Hastings College Spotlight.
Thanks for having me.
In the second half, right around the corner here for Hastings College basketball, right here on 1230 KHS. The Hastings College Spotlight again brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Second half coming right up. Don't go away.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
As we come back to first possession, Kate Johnson again scores inside for Dakota Westland as he banks that one in off of the window. Just underway. It's now 37-31. Hastings College has got a six-point lead. Broncos on an 8-0 run at the end of the first half. There's a running one-hander by Van Kirk for Hastings, and she took it down the right side of the lane and scores. Jamie's having a good ball game today. She's got 18 points now in the contest for the Broncos. The two teams trade baskets on their opening possessions of the second half. It's now a 39-31 ball game. Hastings is out on top. Here's the Tigers now with a basketball. Chesney Nagel has got it. She's picked up there by Jackson of Hastings defensively. There's Celeste Bauer out here in three-point territory. Now to Erica Harold. Her shot from 10 feet away is good. Harold scoring off of the left baseline as she scores there over Sierra Williamson. She's now got 10 points in the ball game. So the Tigers not going to go away. Like we said, they are very good at home traditionally, although they're just 6-5 this year here at the Corn Palace. They have played a lot of teams very tough here. They're giving Hastings all they want here this afternoon. 39-33 is the score. There's Holly Samuelson. Gives it inside to Samuelson. Rather to Sierra Williamson. Down to Jackson as she throws up a three-pointer from the far side. Abby Jackson scores. It's 42-33. Hastings has got the lead. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan back in their offensive zone. Celeste Bauer with the ball, or Seth Beck with the ball. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Spins. Puts up a shot over Samuelson. Good. Back now with 7 points in the ball game. It's 42-35. Hastings leading by 7 points. We're 2 minutes into this second half of play from the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota here this afternoon. There's a Van Kirk with the ball. She finds a seam, drives it down the lane. Her shot off of the glass is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Dakota Wesleyan. That's Erica Harold with the rebound as they get the ball ahead down to the left side. That's Nagel with the ball. Nagel to Harold. Out here in three-point territory, dribbling with it is going to be Freakbow. Freakbow hands it away to Harold. Free throw line jumper is put up there. It's going to be too strong, no good. Samuelson grabs the rebound for Hastings. Ali Samuelson gets the ball away down to Abby Jackson as she runs her back the other way for Hastings. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Her shot's blocked out of bounds. Blocked out of bounds there by Johnson of Dakota Wesleyan. And Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Here comes Ashley Bray into the ball game now for Dakota Wesleyan. Kristen Sabers also comes in there. The Broncos with a 7-point lead, 17-27 to play here in this basketball game here this afternoon. Hastings will play things in. Morton on the baseline working, puts up a shot left-handed that's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Dakota Wesleyan. Here they come quickly back the other way. Chesney Nagel has got it down for the Tigers. Outside the Sabers, back inside to Bray. Shot good. Ashley Bray scoring there. Off of the glass for Dakota Wesleyan. She's got 4 points in the ball game. It's 42-37. Hastings with a 5-point lead. 17 minutes to play here in the contest. There's Holly Samuelson with the ball for the Broncos. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Chelsea Morton, not a Jackson. They get it down to the baseline. There's Van Kirk. A fall-away jumper up there is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Bray for Dakota Wesleyan. So the Tigers can slice into the lead right here as they bring it down the far sideline. Freakbo has got it now. Freakbo pulls up at the top of the three-point circle. Goes over to Amber Bray. Down to the wing on the left side. Dribbling the ball into the free throw circle. Is going to be a Sabres with the ball. Now we got a traveling violation. Sabres going to Gabby Freakbo, and she's going for the traveling violation. That is 15 turnovers now in Dakota Wesleyan here in this basketball game. And the contest now for Hastings College. Let's see. We're going to see Holly Hild coming into the ball game now for the Broncos. Here comes Abby Jackson back with the basketball. 42-37 is the score. Hastings has got the lead. They go in the high post there to Morton. And now we got a foul called. Chelsea Morton was on the high post faking some handoffs there. And Freakbo picks up the personal foul for Dakota Wesleyan. That's going to be her third. Team foul number one on the Tigers here in the second half of play. So Hastings will play things in. Van Kirk has got it. Jamie pulls up, shoots a 12-footer from the left side. It's going to be no good. Long rebound comes out here to Nagel. Nagel winds her way up the floor. It is a pass. It's going to be intercepted and lost out of bounds. Jackson got her hands on it there for Hastings, but couldn't control it. It goes out of bounds, so Dakota Wesleyan will play things in. Harold comes back into the ball game. Freakbo is going to check out. Here comes Celeste Beck into the ball game again for Dakota Wesleyan. Kate Johnson returns. 42-37 is the score. Hastings with a five-point lead. Broncos led at halftime by a score of 37-29. Dakota Wesleyan has got the ball. Here's a Nagel with it now. It sends it down in the corner. Now an entry pass inside to Harold. Her shot no good. Tip tries up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Morton falls down but keeps the dribble alive and gets it into the hands now of Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk into the offensive zone to Jackson, 25 feet away from the basket. Brings it back to the right wing. That's going to be Van Kirk with the ball to Jackson. Now off to Michaela Berry. She drives it from the left wing down to the baseline. Can't put up a shot. Pass comes back out to Van Kirk out here in three-point territory. 7 seconds on the shot clock. She just throws up a shot as he drives it down the right side of the lane. And it's going to be no good, but she was fouled in the play. Jamie just kind of threw it up there. Didn't look like much of a shot there, but they're going to say the foul occurred before the shot, so it don't make any difference. Hastings will play things in underneath their own basket here as they just lob it out here to Van Kirk. Now to Jackson, traveling violation. That last foul went on the Nagel. That's going to be her third personal foul for Dakota Wesleyan. It's a second teamer on the Tigers. 15-29 to play here in this basketball game, women's college basketball today, with a men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings with a five-point lead. Nagel with the ball, high right side, lobs it to the top of the key. That's going to be Erica Harold with it now. Harold down to Beck. Beck drives the ball, spins at the free throw line, takes it down the lane, shovels it away to Harold. Her shot is up there and in. Erica Harold gets the field goal. She's now got 12 points in the ball game, 42-39. Hastings College now with a three-point lead here in the second half. We're 5 minutes in to half number two here today. Abby Jackson with the ball. There's a three-pointer by Van Kirk. It's up there and in. Van Kirk was knocked down in the play, but no foul call there. Van Kirk gets the field goal to go down. They say it was only a two-pointer if it was on the line. So Van Kirk has now got 20 points in the ball game. Here's Harold back inside. His shot is up there. It's no good. Grabbing the rebound for Hastings is Chelsea Morton. Morton has got the ball. It's one shot and out for Dakota Wesleyan. Hastings on the defensive boards there. There's Michaela Berry with it now on the wing on the right side. Berry comes across the top to Van Kirk for three. Shot is up there from three-point territory. It's no good, and a foul is going to be called. No fouls. It's going to be out of bounds. All right, so it's going to be Dakota Wesleyan playing things underneath the Bronco basket. End of the ball game now for Dakota Wesleyan is going to be Kristen Sabres. Sabres coming in for the Tigers. Coming in for Hastings will be Tika Thompson. It's going to be Chelsea Morton going to the bench for Hastings. 14-22 to play in the ball game. Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington. So here comes Dakota Wesleyan up the floor. Nagel down the sideline. Nagel's picked up by Jackson, and there's another two to the whistle underneath the basket there. And it's going to go on Tika Thompson. That's going to be the third foul on Thompson here in this ball game. That's going to be team foul number two on Hastings here in this second half of play. Non-shooting situation. So Dakota Wesleyan will inbound the ball. Celeste Beck, baseline right side underneath their own basket. Lobs it out here to Harold. Erica Harrell drives it against Thompson. Goes up for the shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Tika, and a foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Harrell. So a rebounding foul on Erica Harrell. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number three on the Tigers. So Hastings College will play things in here in backcourt. The Broncos have a five-point lead. Hastings looking for their 19th win of the season with two home games next week to wrap up the regular season. Wednesday night against Midland. Then next Saturday at home against the Northwestern Red Raiders. There we got a foul again on Dakota Westland as Hastings was setting up offensively there. Thompson had the ball right at the elbow. And a foul is going to be called on Dakota Westland. It's going to go on Negel. That's going to be her fourth. So Chesney Negel has now got four personal fouls. She's going to have to check out. Here comes Gabby Freakbo back into the ballgame now for DWU. Hastings has got a five-point lead, 44-39, as the Broncos will play things in out here. That's going to be Van Kirk with the ball, reverses it, and gets it to Berry. Shot for three is up and in. Michaela Berry knocks down a three-pointer for Hastings just to the left of the circle. She's got 11 points in the ballgame. And Hastings now out on top by a score of 47-39. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan back in their offensive end. Harold will take it to the wing. On the left side, that's going to be Beck with the ball. Spins at the free throw line. Gets it back out. Top of the key. Sabres are shot for three. Good. Kristen Sabres knocks down a three-pointer from the top of the circle. And now Carey wants to call a timeout. Timeout, Hastings. 13 minutes and 24 seconds to play in the ballgame. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 47, Dakota Wesleyan 42.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a five-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the five-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Hastings with a lead here over Dakota Wesleyan, 47-42. There's a 15-footer by Van Kirk, no good. Rebound Johnson. Kate Johnson down to Celeste Beck as she runs her back the other way for the Tigers. Beck goes to the top of the key. Johnson has got it back out to Freakbo for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound taken down here by Celeste Beck. She dribbles back out into three-point territory for DWU. Throws up a three. Her shot's up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Hastings. Rachel Jullin with the rebound. Gets it away to Tika Thompson. Tika Thompson drives down the right side of the lane. She is tripped on the play, and a foul is going to be called. Thompson driving the ball in the hole, and she is tripped there by the Tigers. Personal foul is going to be called here on Johnson. That's going to be her second. Team foul number five on Dakota Wesleyan here in the second half of play. Hastings will play it in. Jackson comes way outside down to Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk dribbling around the screen from Rachel Jeldon. Moves it down to the baseline. Now drives it toward the goal. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Freakbo. Freakbo has got it now for Dakota Wesleyan. Now to Beck into the forecourt. They get it to Johnson. She drives, shoots, and scores. Kate Johnson scores there for Dakota Wesleyan. She's got 12. And the Tigers are back to within 3 points at 47-44. There's Berry for three. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Beck. Dakota Wesleyan comes back 3-on-3. Beck free throw line jumper over Berry. In and out no good. Rebound Johnson. Johnson has got it. Goes back up, shoots, and scores. And the Tigers are within one, 47-46. 12 minutes to play in the basketball game here from the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. Carey wants to call another timeout. Timeout Hastings now with 11:58 to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 47, Dakota Wesleyan 46.
Truck Month is here at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Hastings. We have received a special inventory of Rams for this event. They're here and we need to move them out now. Let us help you join the Ram truck family. See us where the service is great and the prices are even better. Special rebates during Truck Month will save you thousands at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, North Highway 281 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth. Husker Power Products with irrigation and industrial engines, pumps, and generators. Online at huskerpowerproducts.com. So Hastings got out to a 47-39 lead just a couple of minutes ago, but Dakota Wesleyan comes back with a 7-0 run, and the Tigers right back into the ball game now. It's a 47-46 ball game. The 11 minutes and 58 seconds to play here in this one. Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan is the only matchup in the Great Plains Athletic Conference going on today. Everybody else played yesterday. In women's basketball, Dort took care of Nebraska Wesleyan, 72-64. Concordia winners over Northwestern, 83-57. Briarcliff beat Midland, 67-59. Morningside, 83. Doan, 75. And Mount Marty won a non-conference game with Grace University, 94-37. 47-46 is the score here. Hastings with a one-point lead. Broncos have the ball now in their offensive zone. Here's Holly Samuelson, goes over to Berry, splits a couple of defenders, throws it down in the corner to Jackson, puts it on the floor, circles around, drives it down the lane. Her shot up there, no good, but she's fouled into play. And Jackson will go to the free throw line now for Hastings College as he is swatted on the arm. 11:40 to play now in this contest. Madison Keel picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. So Jackson to the free throw line. She's an 81% foul shooter in the season. Her first one is up there. It's going to be good. Jackson now with 4 points in the basketball game. Josie Huber coming to the ball game now for Dakota Wesleyan, and going to the bench for the Tigers is going to be Erica Harold. So Hastings now with a 2-point lead at 48-46. Here comes the next one by Jackson. It's up there and in. 49-46. Hastings now with a 3-point lead. But the Tigers can tie things up here with a 3-pointer. One of the best three-point shooting teams in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They feed it inside. The ball is intercepted. Intercepted by Tika Thompson as they try to pound her inside to Ashley Bray. That's the 16th turnover on Dakota Wesleyan. There's Hastings back in their offensive zone. Tika's got the ball. Takes it down the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Bray for Dakota Wesleyan. Bray now to Beck. Loses control of it. Bray picks her back up and then hands it away to Beck. And she brings it across the 10-second line. Jackson will pick her up. Celeste Beck with the ball. About 35 feet away from the basket. Goes over here to a Megan Keel. Circles around. Takes it to the free throw line. Down the lane. She goes. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Bound for the rebound. It's tipped down and it's picked up by Jackson. Abby Jackson down the sideline. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Feeds it over to Berry. Fakes the three. Takes it down to the baseline. 10-footer is up there. It's going to be short. No good. And the rebound comes down to Bray for Dakota Wesleyan. Outlet pass. They get it to Celeste Beck into the forecourt at the free throw line. Jump pass goes down in the corner to Keel. Shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Sierra Williamson. Now to Jackson. Here's a Tika Thompson with the ball. Tika jump pass goes to the far side. Samuelson open for three. Takes it and hits it. Holly Samuelson knocks down a big three-pointer from the far sideline. A three-pointer. She's got 8 points in the ball game. Hastings out on top now by a score of 52-46. 10:15 to play here in the contest. There's a pass inside. A jump ball is going to be called. They're trying to get it to Bray inside, and she was tied up in play by Holly Samuelson. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings. That's a turnover on DWU. 17 turnovers now on the Tigers. Hastings is back out on top by 6 points. It's 52-46. They've got 10 minutes and 11 seconds to play here in the basketball game. Back into the contest now is going to be Nagel for Dakota Wesleyan. Nagel will play with 4 personal fouls. Josie Huber will come to the bench now for the Tigers. Hastings will come back. They've got a 6-point lead now at 52-46. Dakota Wesleyan still in a man-to-man defense. Jackson goes to Van Kirk for three. Shot is up there. Too strong. No good. Battle for the rebound. Foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Hastings. Chesney Nagel got the rebound there for the Tigers, and she was fouled into play. The foul is going to go on Samuelson. That's going to be her first team foul. Number 3 on Hastings here in the second half. Dakota Wesleyan has got 6 team fouls. Just by the 10-minute mark, 52-46. Hastings holding on to a 6-point lead here in this one. Freakbo has got the ball around the screen from Johnson. Freakbo drives it to the hole, and a shot's going to be blocked out of bounds there by Sierra Williamson. For Sierra, that's the 23rd block of the season for Williamson. She knocks that one out of bounds, so it's going to be Dakota Wesleyan inbounding the ball, baseline left side underneath their own basket. Johnson will play things in as they get it down in the corner. That's a Nagel with a ball picked up there by Jackson. Nagel goes to Beck. Her three-pointer is put up there. It's off the rim and down through the hole. It's good. Beck throws up the three and hits it. She's got 10 points in the ball game. And it's now 52-49. Here's Tika Thompson with the ball. Hastings has got the lead here in women's college basketball. Bounce pass inside, mishandled by Williamson, picked up by Freakbo for Dakota Westland. Back the other way, lob pass goes left side of the lane to Johnson. Back out to Beck. Johnson sets a screen. Beck moves it down to the baseline, now gives it away to Johnson. She drives the ball against Williamson, puts a move on. The shot's going to be blocked down again, and the foul is going to be called on Williamson. Sarah Williamson gets the personal foul. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number four on Hastings. But we're going to have some free throws now from Kate Johnson as she was fouled in the active shooting. 52-49 is the score. 9 minutes and 6 seconds to play in this basketball game. Here's Johnson at the free throw line. Her shot is up there. Good. She'll get one more. Kate Johnson having a good ball game. She's got 15 points here in this one. Hastings beat this team earlier this year, 79-75, just after the first of the year at the Osborne Sports Complex. Kate Johnson will have one more shot. It's up there, and that one is good. Nothing but twine for Kate Johnson. And it's now a 52-51 ball game again. Second time here that Dakota Westland has cut this lead down to only 1 point in this second half after the Broncos led at halftime by a score of 37-29. Here's Michaela Berry with the ball on the sideline, and we got a foul away from all the action again. And it's going to go on the Tigers, I think. Yeah, a foul away from all the action underneath the basket. It's going to go on Harold. That's going to be her second personal foul. She just checked back in there. That's also the seventh team foul in Dakota Wesleyan, so this will be a one-and-one situation now for Hastings as Sierra Williamson will go to the free throw line. Williamson, a 75% foul shooter in the season. He's 43 out of 57 from the line this year. He's got 2 points in the ball game today. The shot by Williamson is up there. It's going to be good. Hastings is a team hitting 70% from the free throw line this year. That gives Hastings a 2-point lead, 53-51. Broncos battling here this afternoon. Next shot is up there. That one's going to be short, no good. And the rebound comes down to Johnson. So now Dakota Westland can pull ahead with a 3-point field goal. 8:45 to play here in the basketball game. Celeste Beck has got the ball on the wing. Beck circles around and takes it down the right side of the lane. Can't put up a shot. Johnson back outside to Bray. Shot good. Bray just inside the ring scores. She's got 3 field goals and 6 points. That's now a 53-53 ball game. We are tied up here with 8 minutes and 23 seconds to play. There's Van Kirk throwing up a shot. Good. Jamie Van Kirk scoring there for Hastings College. Jamie's now got 22 in the ball game. Here's Harold back at the other end. Her pass can be intercepted. Intercepted by Van Kirk. That's turnover number 18 in the ball game for Dakota Wesleyan. Hastings with a 2-point lead, 55-53. Tika Thompson out to a wide-open Samuelson for 3. Shot good. Second time today that Holly has knocked down a wide-open 3-pointer from the far sideline. Samuelson has now got 11 points in the basketball game, and now Dakota Westland wants to call a timeout as the Broncos have got a 5-point lead all of a sudden at 58-53 on the 2-point field goal by Van Kirk and a 3-pointer by Holly Samuelson. 7:48 to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 58, Dakota Westland 53.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare, proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Broncos sports for the 2014-2015 season. Hastings right now hitting 21 out of 50 from the field, 42%. Hastings 7 out of 17 on three-pointers for 41%. Dakota Wesleyan 21 out of 45 from the floor, 46%. They are just 3 out of 14 on three-pointers for 21%. And Hastings being pounded on the boards today. Dakota Wesleyan 27 rebounds in this ball game. Hastings has got 19. But the Broncos have opened up a 5-point lead. It is 58-53. A field goal from Van Kirk and a 3-pointer by Holly Samuelson after Dakota Wesleyan tied the score up at 53 points apiece. Broncos swatting the ball out of bounds. It's going to be Dakota Wesleyan inbounding the ball from the sideline here. as Johnson will get things in down in the corner. That's Celeste Beck with the ball out to Freakbow. Freakbow out in three-point territory. Abby Ashley Bray down to Celeste Beck. Beck's going to drive the ball against Barry. Moves it to the right side of the floor. Steps back, takes a three, and her shot is up there and in. Three-point play by Celeste Beck as she scores over Michaela Barry. Back now with 13 in the ballgame, 58-56. Hastings with a two-point lead on the road here this afternoon at the Corn Palace, the world-famous Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. Here's a Van Kirk with the ball for Hastings. Drives it down the lane, dishes off, traveling violation. Traveling violation is called there on Hastings. That's going to be the ninth turnover in the Broncos. Dakota Wesleyan has turned the ball over 18 times here in the ballgame, and they're still in the contest, 58-56 is the score. Hastings out on top by two, but now Dakota Wesleyan has got the ball. Now just by the seven-minute mark here in the contest. Celeste Beck with the ball. Now to Freakbow. Now to Beck again. The far sideline picked up by Barry. Cross-court pass comes over here on the right side to Erica Harold. Top of the key. That's Bray with the ball. Now to Freakbow. Gabby hands it back here. It's a Bauer. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Beck gets it inside. Now to Johnson. Johnson goes up. It's no good. Rebound. Sierra Williamson. Williamson grabs it for the Broncos, gets it away to Michaela Berry as she runs her back the other way. Berry gives it out to Samuelson on the far sideline. Samuelson with the ball. Ollie brings it out to the top of the key now with a dribble. Hastings working the offense now with a two-point lead, 58-56, 6 minutes and 20 seconds to play. Here's Jamie Van Kirk, drives it to the elbow, jump pass down in the corner. That's Berry for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Dakota Wesleyan. Ashley Bray with a rebound, not a freak bow. She runs her back the other way to Beck, drives into the hole and scores. Nice move to the hole there by Celeste Beck. She has now got 15 in the ball game, and Dakota Wesleyan again has tied the score at 58 points apiece with 5 minutes and 55 seconds to play here in the contest. Here's a Michaela Berry with the ball. Berry open for three, takes it, and it's an air ball. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Dakota Wesleyan ball. Berry throws up a three-pointer from the right side and does not draw iron. End of the ball game now for Hastings is going to be, let's see, Jeldon's going to come in for Sierra Williamson. Abby Jackson's going to come in here for Hastings for Michaela Berry. So the Broncos in a dogfight here this afternoon. 58-58 is the score. 5 minutes and 44 seconds to play in this contest. Dakota Wesleyan, they've lost their last two ball games. They're giving Hastings everything they want here this afternoon. We're tied up at 58 points apiece. Here comes Beck with the ball now for Dakota Wesleyan. Goes to Nagel, who hands it back to Beck. Jackson will pick her up now. There's a pass down in the corner to Sabres. Their passing lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Jeldon. Rachel gets the ball away now to Jackson. Hustles into the forecourt. Far sideline. Berry for three. Shot good. Michaela Berry comes back and knocks down a three-pointer. She's got 14 points in the ball game. Hastings now out on top by a score of 61-58. 5:15 to play here in the contest. There's a pass to Madison Keel at the top of the key. Keel goes over on the wing. The ball swatted out of bounds there by Jackson. And Dakota Wesleyan will play things in. Bronco basketball for you today. Brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington. Here comes Johnson back into the ball game. Harold checks back in now for DWU. 5:05 to play. Hastings with a three-point lead, 61-58. Chesney Nagel with the ball. Comes over here to Gabby Freakbow. Now to Beck around the screen from Johnson. Beck steps back, throws up a three over Barry, and hits another one. Celeste Beck hits another three-pointer. She's got 18 in the ball game. And again, we're tied up. Now it's 61 points apiece with 4:46 to play in this basketball game today. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball. Jackson back in the offensive zone. Goes over here on the wing on the right side. That's going to be Barry with the ball. Barry behind the screen from Jeldon. Tries to dump the ball away. The pass is going to be blocked down, and it's going to be recovered here by Dakota Wesleyan. A turnover on Hastings. Beck has got the ball back the other way for DWU. Drives into the hole and scores. Celeste Beck has taken over this basketball game. She's now got 20 points in the contest. 15 here in the second half of play, and DWU's got the lead, 63-61, with 4 minutes and 10 seconds to play. Here's Jackson with the ball at the top of the key. Jackson gets it away to Holly Samuelson on the wing. Samuelson feeds out here to Michaela Berry. Back to Samuelson on the
Far sideline, dribbles inside the lane. Now kicks it out to Jackson for three. Shot is up there and in. Abby Jackson knocks down a three-pointer from right in front of the Bronco bench. And a timeout here for Hastings. Abby Jackson knocks down her second three-pointer of the ball game for the Broncos. And Hastings now has the lead. We've got a timeout. Hastings, 3:52 to play in the ball game. It's now Hastings 64, Dakota Wesleyan 63.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the court in Palace and Mitchell, South Dakota here this afternoon. Women's college basketball in 1230 KHAS. We've got the men's game coming up next between the Broncos and the sixth-ranked Tigers here this afternoon. 64-63 is the score. Hastings with a one-point lead. Dakota Wesleyan has got the ball as they hand it away to Beck out here into the forecourt for the Tigers. Hastings with a one-point lead, 64-63. Freakbo throws up a 15-footer. It's going to be short, no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings as Van Kirk with a rebound. So the Broncos have a one-point lead. They've got the basketball now, 3.5 to play. They're in the second half. Here's Van Kirk dribbling with it. Now loses control, but out of bounds. Jamie Van Kirk lost control in the dribble as it goes out of bounds. That's going to be the 11th turnover on Hastings here in the ballgame. And the Tigers will come back the other way. Here comes some more substitutes into the ball game now for the Tigers. We're going to see Sabres returning to the lineup. Sabres coming in. Also Kate Johnson coming back in there. 3 minutes and 24 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings 64, Dakota Wesleyan 63. DWU plays the ball in the freak bow. Her pass is going to be deflected and is brought down by Jeldon. Turnover number 20 in the ball game now for DWU. Hastings has got the ball. Here's Abby Jackson in the forecourt. Comes over here to a Van Kirk on the wing. Van Kirk around the screen. Jamie takes it into the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be short. No good. Gets her own rebound and then loses the ball down on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Hastings ball. That's going to be Bronco ball here. Last touch by the Tigers before it went out of bounds. Coming into the ball game now will be a Chesney Nagel. She'll play with four personal fouls now for the Tigers with 3:01 to play. In regulation, Hastings will inbound the ball from underneath their own basket with a one-point lead, 64-63. Ollie Samuelson will play things in, and the ball is deflected out of bounds. Erica Harold getting her hands on it there for the Tigers, denying the ball to Jamie Van Kirk on the sideline. So Hastings will play things in, now with 3:01 to play. And now the Broncos want to call a timeout. Hastings wants to burn a timeout here, 3:01 to play. And the basketball game will take a break with a score. Hastings 64, Dakota Wesleyan 63.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Val and Joel say let's make a deal on one of the nicest vehicles on the road today, the Chevy Impala. They get great gas mileage. Pick from one of Kirshner's great selection today. Kirshner's Auto Corner, Colorado and South Street in Hastings, and online, kirshnersautocorner.com.
1230 KHAS.
Dakota Wesleyan, they have lost five out of their last seven games, including their last two in a row, but they trailing Hastings by just a point here, 64-63. Hastings, the 15th-ranked team in the country this week. Abby Jackson has got the ball for the Broncos. It's a man-to-man defense here for DWU. There's Van Kirk, right side of the lane, puts up a 10-footer and scores. Jamie Van Kirk scores for the Broncos. She has now got 24 points in the basketball game for Hastings. And the Broncos have a three-point lead down 66-63. There's a Beck with the ball. Holly Samuelson draws her down defensively. Sabres has got it to the top of the key to Johnson. Kate Johnson against Rachel Jeldon. Over on the left side, there's Sabres. Her shot from 10 is up there and in. Kristen Sabres scoring there. She's got 9 points in the ball game. It's back to a one-point ball game. 66-65 with 2:19 to play. There's a Samuelson on the wing out to Van Kirk, top of the key, now to Jackson. Abby holding the ball. Left side of the lane comes out to the top of the circle again. That's going to be Van Kirk with the ball. Van Kirk now to Jackson on the left wing. Jackson, two-handed pass out to a Chelsea Morton. Out of Ann Kirk, down about the three. Drives the ball to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's no good, but she's hauled for the traveling violation. Jamie Van Kirk whistled for the traveling violation. That's 12 turnovers now on Hastings. 20 on Dakota Wesleyan. 66-65 is the score. Hastings with a one-point lead. We've got 1:59 to play in regulation here at the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota today. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan back in their offensive zone. That's Nagel with the ball. Nagel down to Johnson. Picked up by Van Kirk. Lobs it inside to Beck on the baseline. Beck fakes, throws up a shot, no good, and she's fouled in the play. Hastings picking up a first personal foul there. It's going to go on Samuelson. Holly Samuelson picks up her second. That's only the 15th foul on Hastings, so this will be no free throws here. Beck will inbound the ball, baseline right side. Underneath their own basket, the ball is going to be tipped away from Johnson and is picked up by Van Kirk. Van Kirk drives it against Johnson. Her shot is up there. It's no good. She's fouling the play. So Jamie Van Kirk will go to the free throw line now for the Broncos. Hastings with a one-point lead. The foul is going to go on Johnson, who mishandles the ball on the inbounds play at the other end. So Jamie Van Kirk to the free throw line now for Hastings. Her shot is up there, and her shot is good. Van Kirk is now 5 out of 5 from the free throw line today. She's the best free throw shooter in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, hitting 89%. Hastings out on top by 2. Second shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Dakota Wesleyan. So it's a 67-65 ball game. Hastings leading by 2 points. Tigers have the ball, and now they're going to call a timeout as Beck brings the ball right in front of the Tiger bench, and they immediately get up and call the timeout. 1:32 to play. In regulation, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 67, Dakota Wesleyan 65.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan. Broncos have really owned this series with the Tigers over the years. This is the 34th meeting here this afternoon, and Hastings has won 29 of them. Hastings holding a 29-4 advantage over the Tigers in this series. But right now, anybody's ball game here, 67-65 is the score. Hastings with a two-point lead. We got 1:32 to play here in this one. Dakota Wesleyan, 5 out of 16 on three-pointers so far today, for 31%. One of the better three-point shooting teams in the conference, but they've been only 5 against Hastings so far in this ball game today. 67-65 is the score. Hastings leading by 2. Dakota Wesleyan will inbound the ball. There's Beck in the corner. She gets it to a Nagel. Nagel puts it on the floor and dribbles out here in the 3-point territory against Jackson. They're on the offense. There's Beck back inside to Harold. Her size. Don't get it. She's fouling the play. Beck got the ball to Erica Harold, who was going to the basket there, and she has fouled in the play. Now Harold will go to the free throw line. That's going to be the third foul on Holly Samuelson. So Beck goes to the, Harold goes to the free throw line here for Dakota Wesleyan. 4 out of 5 from the stripe today. Her shot is up there and in. She'll get one more as she was mauled in the act of shooting, knocked down in the play. Barry comes back into the ball game now for Hastings. Chelsea Morton will check out. 67-66 is the score. Dakota Wesleyan is trailing by a point. Sabres checks out of the ball game now for Dakota Wesleyan, and Gabby Freakbo comes back into the contest. Harold will toe the mark to try to put this baby in a knot again. Shot is up there, and the shot is good. We're tied. Tied at 67 points apiece here. Women's college basketball with 1:20 to play. Hastings has got the ball. They go over to Michaela Berry on the wing on the right side of the lane. Michaela Berry pass out to Van Kirk. A long three is up there, and she hits it from the top of the key and beyond. Jamie Van Kirk hits a three-pointer there for Hastings with 1 minute to play. That's 70-67. Van Kirk now with 28 points in the ball game. 70-67. Hastings has got the lead. There's a Dakota Wesleyan with the ball.
Beck has got it top of the key. They lob it down to Erica Harrell. Their shot's going to be no good, and the ball is brought out of there by Rachel Jeldon. Jeldon hands the ball away to Michaela Berry, and now we're going to have a foul called in backcourt. So Jamie Van Kirk hits a big three-pointer for Hastings to give the Broncos a 70-67 advantage. And now a foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Johnson of Dakota Wesleyan. That's going to be your fourth. And that's going to send Michaela Berry to the free throw line now for Hastings. Berry's free throw is up there. Rattles out there. It's going to be no good. And a rebound comes down to Dakota Wesleyan. So it's still a three-point ball game with 35 seconds to play. The Tigers back in their offensive zone. Nagel drives the ball down the right side of the lane to the goal. Her shot good, and she's fouling the play by Van Kirk. Chesney Nagel getting the field goal and one, and now she'll go to the free throw line and try to tie this ball game up. Van Kirk committing the personal foul. It's going to be her first. So now it's 70-69 with 29.1 seconds to play. Nagel to the free throw line here for Dakota Wesleyan. Her shot is up there and the shot good. We're tied up again. Tied up at 70 with 28 seconds to play. Women's college basketball this afternoon. Jackson brings the ball to the offensive zone. Gary wants to call a timeout. Timeout Hastings, 22.6 seconds to play in regulation. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 70, Dakota Wesleyan 70.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we're down to 22.6 seconds to play here in this one. Hastings 70 and Dakota Wesleyan 70. Good basketball game here today. Broncos led 37-29 at halftime. But Dakota Wesleyan came back in the second half and made this thing a contest. They went on an 8-0 run about midway through this second half. And neither team's able to break away here in the final 10 minutes of this ball game. It's now a 70-70 contest. Jamie Van Kirk hit a three to give Hastings a 70-67 advantage with a minute to play. And Nagel comes back and hits the three-point play the old-fashioned way to tie things up. Now Hastings has got the ball, 22.6 seconds to play. In regulation, Hastings will have it in their offensive end. They'll inbound the ball right here in front of the scorer's table. Van Kirk, Jackson, Rachel Jeldon, Holly Samuelson, and Michaela Berry on the floor here for Hastings College with 22.6 seconds to play. Hastings will inbound the ball. Van Kirk gets it in. Now to Abby Jackson. Abby brings it over here to the right side. Feeds over here to Samuelson on the wing. Abby looking. Or rather, Holly Samuelson looking. Comes out to Michaela Berry at the top of the key. 10 seconds to play. There's Van Kirk driving the ball down to the baseline. 10-footer is up. There's no good, and she's fouled on the play. Jamie Van Kirk is fouled on the play with 7.4 seconds to play. And Van Kirk, the best free throw shooter in the conference, will go to the free throw line for the Broncos. The other four players for Hastings will now be behind the shooter out near the 10-second line. So 7.4 seconds to play in this basketball game. Jamie Van Kirk will have some free throws coming up here. That's going to be team foul number 10 on Dakota Wesleyan. The foul is going to be whistled on Chesney Nagel, and she is out of the ball game now. She fouls out with 7.4 seconds to play. Nagel leaves with 5 points. So the best free throw shooter in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, Jamie Van Kirk, will go to the free throw line here for Hastings to try to give the Broncos the lead. Shot is up there. The shot good. Van Kirk is now 6 out of 7 from the free throw line today. She has got 29 points in the ball game, and Hastings calls a timeout. Timeout Broncos with 7.4 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 71, Dakota Wesleyan 70.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with Color Printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn Sprinters, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 71-70 is the score. Hastings College trying to get out of town with a win here today. Broncos will have another free throw coming up from Jamie Van Kirk. 7.4 seconds remaining here in the contest. Got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. As the Broncos trying to upset the sixth-ranked team in the nation in our second contest. So here comes Dakota Wesleyan back out. Broncos coming back out. Van Kirk will go back to the free throw line. The other four players for Hastings will be behind the shooter. Dakota Wesley has got four players around the lane here. Jamie Van Kirk will have another free throw. 7.4 seconds to play. Hastings with a one-point lead at 71-70. Jamie Van Kirk sets here at the free throw line. First shot is up there, and the shot is going to be off of the mark. It's going to be no good by Van Kirk. Rebound comes down to Dakota Wesley, and there's a Beck with the ball. It's going to be knocked loose by Samuelson. It's picked up by Van Kirk, and Hastings wins the game. Celeste Beck was just crossing the 10-second line. Holly Samuelson got her hands in there and deflected the ball away. Van Kirk comes up with it, and the Hastings College Broncos survive here this afternoon. They beat Dakota Wesleyan by a score of 71-70. So a free throw with 7.4 seconds to play by Jamie Van Kirk, and a great play by Holly Samuelson defensively saves the day for the Broncos, and Hastings wins this afternoon over Dakota Wesleyan by a score of 71-70.